Thank you for using this Soul Care Research product. We do hope it helps you. Before we begin, we'd like to mention that this product has been developed for your private use, not within a group setting, nor as a substitute for meeting with your Christian counselor. Products received from anywhere other than a Soul Care Research licensed counselor are illegal copies. This is considered stealing and illegal by the laws of man and unjust by the laws of God, as stated in the Sixth Commandment found in Exodus chapter 20, "You shall not steal." Stealing this product harms our financial means to take care of our families and our ability to give to the work of God. Please don't do it. Thank you. Your session uses our FaithWorks method of personal encounter with God. We call it PRAY. The word PRAY is an acronym for some of the sections that follow. P represents praise, R represents review, A represents ask, and Y represents yield. This portion of your encounter is then followed by a period of meditation and renewal. You'll be guided step by step throughout the entire time. You'll receive the best experience by remaining calm, in a comfortable position, undistracted, and breathing deeply. This will help you to rest well and arise refreshed. Now relax and be renewed in your experience with God. Part 1. Praise. The Bible teaches us that God is all-sufficient. He is omnipotent, all-powerful, omniscient, all-knowing, and omnipresent, everywhere at once. Simply put, God does not need anything. That includes our praise to Him. He doesn't tell us to offer praise because He needs it. He tells us to offer praise because praise refocuses us on Him, and He knows that is what we really need. Praise transforms us. Psalm 150, as well as many other places in the Bible, tell us to praise God, not only because He is worthy of all praise, but also because it is an act of submission to Him, and it helps us remember that He is able to meet our every need. The following is one way that you might praise Him while you are yet still in the midst of your difficulties. Following that, you'll have the opportunity to offer praise to God in your own words. Father, who can stand against You? Who is more powerful than You? There is no one. You alone are able to create entire worlds. And You alone are able to start or stop anything, anything at all. You are my defender. You are my guard. You are my almighty Father. There is nothing that can touch me without Your knowledge or permission. You and You alone are my Savior, my Redeemer, my protector and provider. You are God, and I am Your child, whom You love. Amen. Now, as the music continues, in your own words, offer praise to God. If you finish before the background music completes, simply remain relaxed. In a few moments, we will continue to the next step of our encounter. You should begin offering praise to God now. 2, review. Because we can deceive ourselves, deny our part in wrongdoing, or even forget our offenses to God, we need to submit to the Holy Spirit's examination of our own soul. David in Psalm 139 asked the Lord to search his heart, and John 16 tells us that the Holy Spirit will guide us to truth. The following is an example of how you might ask Him to guide you in the review of your thoughts, words, and actions. Afterward, you'll have a chance to ask the Holy Spirit yourself. Holy Spirit, please search me. Help me to review my thoughts. Help me to review my words and deeds, Lord. If sin has brought fear into my life, I'm sorry. I know that you are a gracious, merciful, and forgiving God. I know that you don't want anybody to perish. Your desire is for all of us to come to you. I'm sorry if I have failed and have run from you, but I come to you now. I repent of any sin that you may bring to mind, God. I want to be pleasing to you, and I don't want to suffer this fear or anxiety from anything that I may have done. I need you, Lord. Amen. For the next few moments, the music will continue, and you should ask the Holy Spirit to search you. If He brings any sin to mind, then offer Him repentance, and do accept that the Lord has forgiven you. If you finish before the background music is over, continue to rest. You should ask the Holy Spirit to search you now. Part 3. Ask. It is right to ask God for the help you need. Matthew 21 and Luke 11 are just a couple of the multiple instances when Jesus Himself encouraged us to ask as we have need. And in John chapter 17, Jesus prayed for His own disciples, asking His Father to help them. Remember that many of us, as imperfect parents, do our best to take care of our children. But the Lord is a perfect parent. He knows exactly all your needs and is the only one able to completely meet every need you will ever have. Here is just one way of asking God for His help, and in just a moment, you'll have the opportunity to ask Him in your own words. Jesus, fear has gripped me. It pulls me down. It has put me in a jail cell at times and made it nearly impossible for me to move. Anxiety can flood my mind, so simple thoughts become almost impossible to control. Oh Lord, I need your help. Please save me from this fear. Free me from the anxiety that causes me to shudder. Please, Holy Spirit, help me to remember what my Lord says in His Word about being my refuge, my strength, my protector, my healer. Help me remember that my God is for me, and nobody or no thing can pluck me from His hand. Amen. As the music continues, ask the Lord for His help, and know that He enjoys taking care of you. If you finish before the background music completes, remain relaxed. In a few moments, we will continue to our next step. You should begin now by asking God for His help with your needs. Part 4. Yield. This is your opportunity to yield to the Lord your thanksgiving, trust, and obedience. Psalms 95 and 107 are just two of many portions of the Bible where we are told to give thanks to our God. Proverbs chapter 3 teaches us to trust Him with all our heart, and John chapter 14 tells us that if we love the Lord, we will be obedient to Him. Here is a prayer of gratitude, trust, and obedience. After that, you'll have the chance to do this yourself. Lord, I'm grateful to You. I choose to believe Your word and know that I don't have to be afraid, because You are my God. You are my Father. You are my protector. You calm my mind and ease my nerves when I trust in You. I will be obedient to Your word and be thankful to You. I put all my faith in You. I turn over the fear and anxiety to You, and I accept Your peace, O Lord. And I accept those that You put into my life who can help me with this problem. I thank You for them as well. Thank You, God. Amen. For the next few minutes, yield to the Lord your thanksgiving, trust, and obedience. If you are done before the music finishes, remain relaxed. In a little while, we will begin the meditation portion of our encounter with God. Thank you. Part 5, Meditation. In a moment, we will repeat portions of Scripture to allow you time to listen, meditate, and absorb the comfort of God's Word. This will also help you to remember God's thoughts about your particular area of struggle. In an effort to help the greatest number of people in a general listening audience, this reading is a paraphrased blend of 7 respected translations and 2 accepted paraphrases of the Holy Bible. Now relax again and let the Word of God strengthen you. The passages are Isaiah 41:10, John 14:27, Philippians chapter 4, verses 6 through 7, and Isaiah 26, verse 3. Don't be afraid. I am with you. Don't let anything or anybody terrify you. I am your God. I will make you strong and I'll help you. I will support, protect, and save you. My peace is what I give you. It's a gift. Peace of mind. And the peace I give you isn't weak and fragile like what the world gives. So don't be afraid. Don't worry about anything. Instead, you know what? Tell God about everything. Ask Him. Pray. Thank Him. When you do that, God's peace fills and watches carefully over your heart and mind. And that's because you belong to Jesus. This is the kind of peace nobody can fully understand. God, you keep your perfect peace in somebody's heart when they remain faithful to you and keep their mind on you and your word. Part 6, Renewal. During this time you have praised, reviewed, and repented if necessary. You've asked and you have yielded to God your thanksgiving, trust, and obedience. And you have meditated on Scripture as well. All of the things you have done are commands God has given us in Scripture. He doesn't command us because He somehow enjoys giving orders. He gives these commands out of His love for us, because He knows that when we follow His commands, it results in our own good. And He does want good for you. You should take some encouragement now that in this time you have been faithful and obedient to the Lord. Also, we'd like to suggest that you memorize one of the portions of Scripture used in this session, or another verse you find helpful for your particular area of difficulty. The music will continue now. It is similar to what you would hear as a soundtrack to a movie. So during this time, you may want to imagine yourself in a favorite scene from the Bible, such as when Jesus fed the 5,000, or when He welcomed the little children when they came to Him, or perhaps sitting at His feet on a hillside as He teaches the disciples. In addition, or as an alternative, you can use this time to express to God in your own way your love for Him. When you've finished, spend the remaining time by simply resting in the Lord's presence. And remember, Jesus said in Matthew 28:19, "I will be with you always." May the Lord bless you.
tells me so. Little ones to him belong. They are weak, but he is strong. Singing, yes, Jesus loves me. Yes, Jesus loves me. Yes, Jesus loves me. For the Bible tells me so. Jesus loves me when I'm good, when I do the things I should. Jesus loves me when I'm bad.